Welcome to our second shir, the Iyun shir on Parshas Korach, Beis Tefillah, Tofshin, Ayin Hei. And of course, this week is the sugya of Machlokes. So I'd like to examine together, is it mutter to make a Machlokes? Maybe it's mutter, is it asur? Is it deraisa, is it rabbonon? And then I wish to go through a few interesting letters that the Chofetz Chaim, one of them he wrote to the Rav Kook, Rav Mitzvah Kook, about the big machlokes in Eretz Yisrael between him and the other parties, and see some of the chazalim that the Chofetz Chaim throws in. Even the only place I saw the Chofetz Chaim threatening, he makes a threat, you don't fight him down. I have things I can do against you. That's not against Rav Kook, but against the party. So let's see. Of course, as we mentioned before, there's the famous pasuk in this week's parasha. Says the pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Hey, Zichra in Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says, gather the machtois, make them as a tzipui for the mizbeach. Leman asher lo yikrav ish zar asher lo mizera aroin hu. Let no stranger come to bring Ktores. That's the pasuk. Says Hashem, I want this to be a memory that people should not forget. I don't want strangers to come to bring Ktores, unlike the 250. And they should not be like Korach, as Hashem spoke B'yad Moshe Loi. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Says Rav, Kol HaMachzik B'machloikas Oiver B'lav. Whoever is holding on to machloikas transgresses the Lav Shenemar V'loye K'koyrach V'chados. Rav Ashi Omar Roi Lihitztara. A person who holds on to machlekes should be getting tzaras. Why? K'siv hocha biyad Moshe loy, b'k'siv osom v'yoymer Hashem oit have yodcha b'cheikecha. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke slander about the Jewish people, he got tzaras in his hand, and therefore when it says over here that biyad, don't be like Korach hashadiber Hashem biyad Moshe loy, it's referring to tzaras. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras Haloshen Shahashira Perek Yud Zayin says that tzaras should be exchanged for poverty. When a person makes a machlokes and he's right for tzaras, says the Chofetz Chaim, he brings from the Sefer Hakone that sometimes Hashem will exchange tzaras for anius, for poverty. That a person who makes a machlokes is liable to be poor. And we're very clear, the Gemara says, the pasuk of Eloi Kekorach V'chados is a law for what? The right, sir. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Where? Nachon. That wasn't Machlokes. But, heck, Gzera Shava. When Hashem says, Eloi Kekorach V'chados, Kasha Dibra Hashem B'yad Moshe Eloi, says the Gemara, it's referring to tzaras. It's a hekesh. Like there it's tzaras, here as well, make a machlokes to get tzaras. Well, gevaldik, we have a furush pasuk. Well, let's open the Rambam.
Machzik
v'machlokes. Fuel it. Give it the fuel it needs to continue. Okay. Rabbeisai, lav deraisa, correct? Let's open the Rambam and look for the lav. Who wants to find it for me? $1,000. $1,000. I want it. Find the lav for me in the yad. The yad hachazokah, where the Rambam brings all the mitzvahs. Find me the lav. It's not there. Ain't no Rambam. There's no Rambam. Bring this plastic down. Did the Rambam forget the pasuk? The Rambam of Kol HaTorah was Goli, the Bavli Yerushalmi, the Tosefta was all was all kacha biyadai. It's all Rambam dik. He learned the whole Torah Rambam dik. You know what the Rambam was? You know, we learn a Gemara, we're like lost. We see a Gemara. Can you imagine the Rambam was holding all the Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, with a clarity. To be able to summarize, what no one did before, to summarize the whole Torah Kula. Unbelievable. Just to absorb the information, say, but to have it all worked out. All the steerers, and work, with the Yerushalmi's interceptors and everything. And just write it out in a clear fashion. Did the Rambam forget the Pasuk? Come on. The answer is to be found in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shorash HaShmini, and in Loitas Memhei, says the Rambam, there's no love of make machlekes. Nishto azalav. What's the pasuk of Loi Kekorech V'Achadosai? Says the Rambam, Lishlila. V'loi La'azor. It's not telling you an issa, a prohibition. It's just a shlila. Meaning, says the Rambam, what the Torah is saying, that don't think that if you will make a new machlekes on kuna, we'll make a new party, and we'll claim that we want to be the kohanim. See, I'm a poor, I'd like to be a kohen. So we'll make a new party, and we'll contest the kuna. Don't think that we'll repeat and get the same result, that the earth will open up and we'll swallow them up. Lo yeki korach v'chadosai, says the Torah. It's not going to happen again. It's a shlila. How do you say shlila? Shlila. So what?
Negative.
Just an absence. The Torah is relating to an absence. It's not going to happen again. The result will never be the same, that the earth will swallow the people alive. Rather, what's going to happen? Saras. Piyada Moshe, you get Saras. So therefore, the Rambam holds there's no such love. It's not a love. It's telling you that it's not going to happen again, the result. The Ramban, in Shichachas HaLavim, where the Ramban writes the Lavim that the Rambam forgot, inverted commas, the Ramban does bring down the love of Lo Yekekorech V'Chadosei. So therefore, according to the Ramban, are you allowed to make a machlekes? Yes, Ramban? It's a lav, huh? Well, no. Because Dr. Ramban, it's a lav, the Raisa, what for? Not to be choylik on the kahuna. Targum Yonis and Menuziel. Lo yekekorech v'chadosai. Says the Targum. Lo yegvar le miflag al ise kehunto ke koirach. It's a love the right indeed, but for kahuna. What about the Gemara? The Gemara says clearly to machzik le machlekes is lo yekeh v'chadosai. Says the Rambam, and the Ramban asmachta. Asmachta. So we have Machlekes Rambam and Ramban Me'akotze la'kotze, extreme. The Rambam learns the pasuk is just a shlila. What's the pasuk really teaching me? You get saras. The Ramban says no, saras is a drush, it's not pshat. The pasuk is teaching me a lav, but for kahuna. Both Rambam and Ramban agree that there's no lav of no lav derisa for Machlekes. What is it? There's no. What about the Gemara? Asmachta. Rabbi Isai, let's get together, huh? Let's make a machlokes about something. What should we argue about? Make a party. Not the right, sir. Let's fight for something. Let's topple someone.
What does that mean exactly, practically speaking?
It means Rabbanan. Dabaron, they're kind of just using a pasuk. Well, not so fast, my guy, Rabbeisai. Because the smag in Lavin Kufnun Zayin, he does count the Lav Olaykerech Vechadosai as a Lav Doraisa, and so too does Rabbeinu Yoin. What, sorry? Mechachas is an acharon. What does it count as a lav?
Yeah.
I don't know. Minchas chinuch is an acharon. He has a commentary on the chinuch, which is a rishon. What does the chinuch say? Don't know. I don't know right now. Anyway, a bright side. Where is this? What's a nafkamina? The rice of Drabonon. There's a very big nafkamina. Why? Sofik? The derech is when you make a party, a group, to make an uprising, the derech is that they swear each other in. You want to join my mafia? We're going to make a mafia together, right? So we swear alliance, right?
Allegiance.
So that's the derech. And how do we know that? That's what happened with Oyin Ben Peres. He sold his wife. What do you mean? I have to go. I took a shvuah. So the nafkamina would be a person who took a shvuah, I swear on the sefer Torah, I'm going to join you with your machlekes, which is what people do. Do you have to keep your shvuah? If it's the rabbonon, the shvuah is how? A person who swears, I'm going to eat on Tisha B'Av. Shvur deraisa. Shvur is a shvur. You need to go to the Rav and undo it. The shvur is a shvur. A person swears they're going to eat on Yom Kippur. Nothing doing. Because shvur is not chal on deraisa. What's the din of a person who makes a shvur to join in a machlekas? If it's deraisa, nothing doing. If it's rabbonon, shvur is chal. So according to Rambam and the Ramban and the Yonis and Menuziel, where there's no love about the Machlikas, the Gemara is an Asmachta. Your Shvur is a real Shvur. But according to the Smag, Rabbeinu Yoina, with the Reisa, there's an Issa making Machlikas, therefore the Shvur is not a Shvur. Nafkamina Alocha. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras Halosha in Peret Hazvav. Says no. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Everyone agrees it is an Issa Deraisa to make a Machlekes. Aye, what about we just said? Says the Chofetz Chaim. Even when the Rishayim learn, there's no explicit love of making Machlekes. But still we see, says the Chofetz Chaim, יש כמה פסוקים בתורה דמרמזים על אופן מחלוקת. And therefore we see it's awesome. There's no love. We see it's awesome, and therefore the shvur is not a shvur. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shmiras Haloshrim. But the question on that is, if that's the case, if everyone agrees that even if it's not explicit, but it's still Issa deraisa to make a machlekes. I'm sorry, we can't make the machlekes. Sorry, we let you down. If everyone agrees, so what about Oyin Ben Peres? Why is it about Oyin Ben Peres? He told his wife. Wife said, "What are you doing for you? What are you going to gain out of this?" Oyin Ben Peres said, "I made a shvua. What can I do?"
Right. He didn't do anything.
What?
So he didn't transgress his shvua.
I know, but going to what we just said, we said everyone agrees to make a machlokes. It's a deraisa, and the shvuah is not a shvuah. So what he's saying, it's a shvuah. What's the answer? It's a very sad answer.
He didn't hold it for one time.
That's a problem. Why? It's not before the Torah. A shvuah he made. But you don't have to. The Chofetz Chaim told us in the Shmiras HaLoshen, he tells us that Kula Alma Moidu, that is not, it's a deraisa to make machlokes. So that the shvuah is not a shvuah. Yeah, so why, what's Eimin Peres claiming that I made a shvuah already? But making machlek is the right thing to do.
Sorry?
You're there. You're almost there. This is the tragic thing. Do you know why? Because when you're in the machlekas, you don't feel making machlekas. It's a mitzvah. When you're into it, it's a mitzvah. I want to ruin the other guy. I want to my neighbor of mine who once parked in my car park and he didn't invite me to his wedding. It's a mitzvah. He should die. I should do everything I can to people should keep away from him. I'm going to ruin his name and say spread slander about him, ruin his business, and keep all the competitors and keep away from him. I'm going to spread all the emails I can to all the people I know to say all the worst things I can about him. It's a mitzvah. I think I'm doing it for myself. I think because I'm offended. No, he's a wicked guy. I'm going to ruin him. It's a mitzvah to kill him. If it's a mitzvah, no, it's a nishboy in the kind of a mitzvah. A shvuah to keep a mitzvah is mechayev. That's the tragic thing. When you're into it, you're convinced you're mamish a tzaddik. Now I want to share with you some sources which I saw in the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim has letters. This year for Pesach Ben Azmani, I said my treat will be to buy myself the Kisvei HaChofetz Chaim. Interesting things to read there. So I opened up the letters, and I saw the Chofetz Chaim has letters to Rav Kook, to both sides in Eretz Yisrael. And I have to tell you, there was a tremendous, tremendous machlokes for Rav Kook, against Rav Kook. I don't have to tell you about this. And the Chofetz Chaim has letters to both sides. So I want to share with you some of the sources that he brings. It's a chizuk. In Mikhtovim Ma'arorim, Mikhtov Lamed Beis, El Kvoit HaRav HaGoyin HaGodoyl, Moreinu Rav Avrom Yitzchok HaKoyin Kuk Nun Yud. Hine yeshi tsar godoil. I'm in great pain. Amarti asicha v'irvachli. I said to myself, let me speak it out, it'll be easier for me. For inyan amachloikas shenishava b'Eretz Yisrael. This is the big argument. Eretz Yisrael is mekudesh from all the lands. And therefore, if you hear there's a machloikas befrating doile Yisrael, mischalos shem shamayim azem ma'oit. Causes Chilul Hashem, and he talks about Chilul Hashem, and then he says, even if you're such a tzaddik that Hashem will punish the other side because of what they're doing to you, you're so right that the other side Hashem will punish them. You get punished for them being punished. How's that? The Chofetz Chaim, of course, brings sources for everything. Doesn't make things up. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. This is what he writes to Rav Kook. I looked up inside to see the Gemara inside. I'm quoting a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Tzayin, discussing David HaMelech. Vayish bi benoiv asher bilidei harofa. There's some warrior called Yishbi Benoiv, and he came to hurt David. Ask the Gemara, may the Yishbi Benoiv, the name must be indicating something. Gemara in Sanhedrin said he came with Aleph. What's Benoiv? Omar Rav Yud Omar Rav. Ish Shebol Yisgei Noiv. He was sent from Shamayim to punish David for what happened in Noiv. What happened in Noiv? Noiv Yira Kohanim. They hosted David. Doiga Doimi said Lashon Hara to Shaul that they helped David. Shaul came and wiped them out. Says the Gemara. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, Ad Mosa Ye'ovoin Ze Tomun Beyotcha. So when will this sin of Noiv be in your hands? Al Yotcha Nerga Noiv Yerukayanim. You are responsible for the death of Yerukayanim. Al Yotcha Nitra Doga and Doimi. Because of you, he spoke Lashon Hara. You are responsible for the death of Shaul, because since through you went to Noiv, and therefore Shaul killed them. Therefore Noiv got wiped out, and Doeg Adoimi got punished, and Shaul got killed for killing Noiv Yerukayanim, which you caused to happen. Therefore, what do you prefer? Do you want your children to be killed or get Yisurim? And David chooses Yisurim, and that's a story that gets captured. So therefore it's the Chofetz Chaim to Rav Kook. Please stop this machlekas. Because even if you're right, and you're so, not you, but in all machlekas, even if you are correct, and the other side will be punished, it gets boomerangs back on you. Yes, that's it to the other side as well. In another letter, he writes over there, Re'isi, and he says, in all his letters, he writes, please, at least stop printing. Don't print things against each other. It shouldn't stop printing. Bizyonos and Chirufim against the other side. He writes that to both sides. And he says over there, Ra'isi le'echot shasameach. I saw a person who's happy. Shemotza alilo levazo yises chaveroi. He found some pretext to levazo his friend. Upir seems there begilyoin. And therefore he publicized it. Oh, no, he did that, you know, the other side, he did some stupid thing, and he publicizes. What we would do today, emails, or you have the walls all pasted with all sorts of chirufim and gidufim against Pliny and what he did, and you have on the floor, people put on the floor these things, these letters you read about terrible things that the Yenim did, he's a Russia. So this guy was very happy, he found what to write about. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the letter. And he quotes in Divrei Hayomim the war between Yerovam and Eviyahu. Heard of him? Eviyahu. Well, this is to be found in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. Yerovam was the king of Yisrael. He was a Oved Avodah Zarah, a big Rasha. Eviyahu was the king of Yehuda. He was a big tzaddik. And they went to war together, civil war. And Eviyahu publicly disgraced Yerovam for the avodah zarah he has. Then who won the war? Eviyahu wins the war. Yerovam tries to trap him. He sends his soldiers to hide. To hide, to catch him on the other side as well. So therefore, Therefore, the Shevet Yehuda were trapped on both sides. They davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they won the war, and they killed many, many of Yerovam's soldiers. But then it says in the Pasuk, Vayagifeu Hashem v'yomais. He gets killed. Who gets killed? Say Chazal. Kivyo gets killed first. He only lives a short life. Kivyo is the tzaddik. Why does he get killed? Because he was mevazeh Yerovam too much. Even though Yerovam was a Rasha, he was mevazeh him too much, and therefore he got killed. Therefore says the Chofetz Chaim, make a kal v'chomer, if you over mevazeh Rasha, then you're liable for death. How much more so on a tzaddik? The Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Haloshein, in Shara Schir Perek Yud Zayin, brings another Chazal. Ha'elokim yevakesh is nirdav, ha'nirdav. Hashem will always care for the one who's being run after, nirdav. What's the English word for nirdav?
Pursued.
And he brings the Chazal. If a tzaddik will pursue a tzaddik, the tzaddik will be punished. Elohim Mevakesh Nirdav. Tzadik Roidev Rasha. Elohim Mevakesh Nirdav. Om Rav Yuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tovea Domam Shenirdafin Min HaReidfin. And that's why with kosher animals, all the kosher animals are all Nirdafin. They don't attack. They're Nirdaf. And that's why the kosher for korban. Therefore, even if you're making a machlokes, you should know, if you're raised with the other party, then Hashem, you're eligible for punishments. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim writes very strong letters, and he's monitoring the letters. Say, look, you made an agreement not to be mevazeh the other party. You don't do it, and I'm threatening you. I'm going to threaten you if you don't listen to me. Then I have what to do against you. Stop it. Stop. It's Chil Hashem, and stop being mevazeh each other. I'd like to finish off with the Yaros Dvash. The Yaros Dvash in Chelek Beis Drush Aleph brings the Mishnah in Ovais, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Kol machloikes shi l'shem shomayim soifu l'skayim. ושאין אל השם שמיים אין סויפו לסקיים. איזה מחלויקס של השם שמיים? זו מחלויקס הלל ושמל. ושאין אל השם שמיים זו מחלויקס קוירח ועדוסי. וכל עדוסי. Ask the Yaros Dvash, this very extreme Mishnah. Can you tell me, מחלויקס של השם שמיים is הלל ושמל? Implying less than that, it's not called Hashem Shomayim. Then you tell me that Koyach Vahadosa is not Hashem Shomayim. More than that, is Hashem Shomayim. Says the Yaros Dvash, in all Machloikasim, everyone thinks that Hashem Shomayim. But says the Mishnah, you want to know what Hashem Shomayim is? Hillel V'Shamay, that's the Hashem Shomayim. What's special about Hillel V'Shamay? The Gemara says in Yevamos Yudarad on Beis, Afa Bisha Nechneku Beis Shamayu Beis Hillel Betzorais. There was a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous machlokes between Beis Shamayim and Beis Hillel regarding Tzoras Erva. What is a Tzoras Erva? There's a Mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Yibum is to marry an Erva called Eishes Ach. To marry your brother's wife is an Erva of Eishes Ach. It's only mutzah remark and mitzvah yibum. What happens if your brother had an erva to you? How could that be? Your brother had two wives. One was your daughter. Your daughter was married to your brother. Is that mutzah? Yes, because he can marry his niece. So your brother had two wives. One your daughter and one a second wife. Now, your brother died. So your daughter, obviously, can't yibum to. She's an erva. But the second wife of your brother, can you do Yibum to her? She's called a Tzoras Erva. According to Beis Hillel, it's a Gomor. And according to Beis Shammai, Mitzvah. Mitzvah's Yibum. So therefore, the children of the Tzoras Erva, to Beis Shammai, the Mamish, the children of a Mitzvah, of a union of a Mitzvah. Mamish, these are number one in the Shidduchim list. And that same child to Beis Hillel is a mamzer, because it's a byproduct of a forbidden union with an erva of kares, eishes ach. Therefore, the child's a mamzer. But very extreme machloikas. Yet, says the Gemara, lo nimnu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to marry with each other. They would make shidduchim with each other. What do you mean? How can Beis Hillel make a shidduch with Beis Shammai, where the daughter, the lady being proposed, the kala, is potentially a mamzer for them? And how could Beis Shammai make a shidduch with Beis Hillel, because the lady involved, maybe she's a yavama or a shuk? According to Beis Shammai, she needs yibum or chalitza. The tzoras erva, she's a surah to marry get married with a stranger. That's the Gemara. They would inform each other. Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel, look, we think this lady is gewaldic. But we understand that for you, she's a mamzeres, therefore she's not for you, but you could marry a different daughter. The nimnu nisa noshim zemze. And the same way, says the Gemara, the Machlokes is about Tuma and Tahara. The Kelim for Beis Shammai would be Tor, Beis Hillel would be Tomei. They'll still eat with each other. How could I eat in your house? Your kli for me is Tomei. I can't eat the food. They would inform each other. We learn from here that the ability to first of all, they didn't. There was no compromises. No one compromised on their shita. Beis Hillel didn't marry a mamzer, and Beis Shammai didn't marry a vaman ashuk. Everyone kept their standards. But everyone could understand that you have a different standard than me. And I respect your standard. I understand that your demands are different than mine. And I will. You can trust me, I will tell you what they are. You can trust me, I will inform you what is up to your standard, what is not. So each one, even though each one holds that the other one is doing wrong, basically look at Beis Shammai as being a boil, an erva. They definitely look at them as doing wrong, and vice versa as well. But still, I understand that you hold differently. I respect that, and you can trust me that I will inform you and able to live up to your standard. Says the Yaros Dvash. If you want to know if your machlokes is Shem Shamayim, bezois tibochin. Eizu machlokes Shem Shamayim, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In what way? No compromises. If you have a shita, you have a derech, you want to keep your derech. But where can you know if you're really Shem Shamayim? How do you behave on matters that are beyond your machlokes, are not part of the argument? See, to marry Beis Shammai's other daughter, there's no arguing about that. Can you do that? If you can, then it's a genuine machlokes Hashem Shamayim. But if you can't, if the guy you're arguing with, you can't say mazel tov to him. If the guy you're arguing with him, you won't send any customers to his firm. Things that are beyond the machlokes, not connected. That's not a machlokes Hashem Shamayim. Eizu machlokes Hashem Shamayim, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Again, no compromises. Everyone has his derech, he has to keep it ad hasof. Got to keep it. If that's your derech, you don't eat a certain item, then you mustn't compromise. But things that are beyond that can be b'shalom. And that's the machlokes Hashem Shamayim. So let's summarize. We learned about the machlokes of Lo Yekel Korach V'Chadosai, is the love referring to machlokes or not? Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Ramban, it's an asmachta for machlokes. According to the Ramban, it's a love for arguing with Huna, but asmachta for machlokes. According to the Smag, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a love for machlokes. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but still all agreed, still in Issur Deraisa, and for sure will not be chal. That we learned various things about machlokes, especially the public, Chil Hashem, you'll be punished for getting the other person to be punished. If you overdo it, you get punished. There's a mitzvah, even by Dosan V'Aviram, to try and quieten things down. Even by Shabbeinu. And as much as, and if you're in, if you're, you are in an argument, check yourself out. Are you Lashem Shamayim? How would that check yourself out? If things that are beyond your argument, you still be Shalom, you can still get on with each other, things that you're not arguing about, then it's Lashem Shamayim. But if you just can't look at the guy, it's a different community, you want to enter the shul to daven Mincha Maariv there, you can't go in because you hate them, then not. Kun di Aras Vash, it's not a Lashem Shomayim. We should be Zeicha to have Shalom, and we should run away from Achleikas. It's very dangerous. We should only have Shalom, and the Shechina dwell with us. But Motzak Hodesh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik Brocha, Yoisem HaShalom, and I just finish off with Maseches Derech Eretz Zuter Perek HaShalom. Omar Chizkiya, Godelu HaShalom. Shekol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah Kosta Behem, If you meet the mitzvah, kisire, kisivga, kiikare, kisivne. When you meet the mitzvah, you do it. It didn't come your way. You don't have to do it. Pidyon petach chamor. You have to do it. You don't have to. If it comes your way, not obligated to do it. But by shalom, aber shalom maksiv ve bake shalom veroit feyu, run after it. Zeichet have shalom. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.